listening to the news or reading today at all, you'll see that some of the headlines are talking a lot about the military advantage that China holds over the United States and that Washington prepares for conflict over Taiwan. So I asked a friend of mine who's done my podcast before in the past, Bradley Thayer, who is a co-author of the book Understanding the China Threat. He's also the director of China Policy at the Center for Security Policy and writes a lot for Epoch Times. Bradley, thanks for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Short notice, but you were there for it. You're up for the task. Listen, what does it mean? I mean, because we've had retired general in particular, Keane, warn us that any kind of victory over Taiwan was going to give Beijing control of South China Sea. And then, of course, as a result, dominance on a world stage. Why is this important? Why is that little place, Taiwan, so darn important?
Well, it's important for three reasons. First, economically. Because Taiwan is a modern economy, so it's a very wealthy state, and it produces most of the world's chips, computer chips. So if that were to be lost, that would have profound effects, of course, on the Western economies, on the U.S. economy, of course, and everything uses computer chips. And I'm sure many of your audience will recognize, of course, when we did have that slowdown in the supply chain, right? You couldn't even get cars, for example, because
right.
the chips had backed up. Second reason why it's important is militarily. It occupies geopolitical space. That is, it's kind of the connecting space between the East China Sea and Japan and the South China Sea, as you mentioned, the Philippines, and access through which a lot of the world's trade passes through the South China Sea, the Straits of Malacca, and into the Indian Ocean. Third reason it's important is because Taiwan shows that China can be a democracy. Taiwan's existence every day illuminates that China doesn't have to be ruled by the Chinese Communist Party. It could be a democratic state. China
right.
can be a democracy, and China and Taiwan demonstrates that. So those are three big reasons why it matters.
Yeah, it does. Particularly the first, when you consider those computer chips, okay, because it is a supply chain issue where we become once again, for another item, entirely dependent upon China for that supply, if they should take over Taiwan.
Absolutely. And in fact, those facilities probably would be destroyed in the event of a war to seize Taiwan, and so that would really bollocks up the global economy. So it's a big economic issue for us, which is why we should work to defend it. We want to deter a Chinese attack against Taiwan.
All right, real quick, too, I want to mention here that China is actually suspected of being involved in damaging some of the island, Taiwan's nation's undersea internet cables. That just happened this past week.
And that's correct.
I mean, I'm sure everybody's suspicions are correct that it was China's involvement.
Absolutely. The Chinese are, I think, rightfully suspected of that. And they're also impinging on, they're violating Taiwan's airspace regularly and sea space regularly. It's all part of a tactic of kind of ramping up Chinese military presence in the area so that when they do attack, we're not going to receive as much warning because we're going to be, you know, it's going to be, we'll be normalized to it. And so it will be not, it won't give the warning and indicators
right.
Of an attack that we would ideally want to have.
And so, okay, so we'll agree that there's no definitive evidence that China was involved in that. But let's just say that they were. This does bring attention on the type of attacks that could be expected. And the question then becomes, is the United States able to adequately stop any of this, stop an invasion? Are we prepared?
Absolutely. There are really two types of attacks that China might launch, a limited or a total attack. Limited might be to send a very powerful coercive message to Taiwan. Secondly, the major attack would be to seize it.
Right.
That is to bring it absolutely under control. Can we stop it? Not now. We need to have a much stronger military presence on Taiwan itself and in the area. And there have been some good steps in that direction. For example, it's been announced that, at least overtly, there are about 200 to 300 U.S. troops on Taiwan. But we'd like to see many orders of magnitude more And so there's a robust presence for the Air Force, the Navy, the Army, and the Marine Corps on Taiwan to deter. We don't want an attack to happen in the first place, right? We want to deter it. We don't want war, and it's best to deter war by having a robust military presence there. If deterrence fails and war comes, of course, then we're in a different situation. And if you referenced former U.S. Army General Jack Keane's remarks, China's in the neighborhood, and it's got a lot of power there, and we don't have the same amount of countervailing power in the region yet.
We don't. I mean, they have military advantage right now. They've got more ships, more airplanes, more offensive and defensive missiles than the United States has, for God's sake.
Yes, they do, and also nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons in the area, as well as strategic nuclear weapons that they could bring to bear. So it's a very difficult situation for the U.S., key allies like Japan and Australia, and good partners like the Philippines, as well as Taiwan. So ideally, we would have a multinational presence, U.S. forces, Japanese forces, Indian forces, Australian forces, even NATO forces. There's no reason why NATO can't deploy to Taiwan. They were in Afghanistan. They can be in Taiwan as well, to ensure that China knows that if it's attacking Taiwan, it's taking on, in essence, the world.
I hope the world is up for this. I really do, because, I mean, we don't want to see a large-scale attack. And then, yet at the same time, they're saying that maybe a more likely scenario would be a quarantine or blockade of Taiwan, where China would attempt to control the airspace as well as the sea lanes and everything. But they would be deterred from doing even that if we had the presence and other countries had the presence that you just suggested. Am I right?
Absolutely. Okay. The key thing is deterrence. It's best to be strong on the island of Taiwan itself to deter any attack. That's the best situation for us, the Taiwanese people, and, of course, for global stability.
All right. So before I let you go, and thanks for short notice and coming on, because I do want to talk about it. It's very important. I mean, if we were to just, in a nutshell, I mean, you gave us so many reasons why Taiwan is so important. It's important they remain free as they are. We haven't heard anything more on those spy balloons. Have you? If you can give it to me in like a minute or two.
No, we haven't. Other than the spy balloon, and then the ones that were not spy balloons, but were evidently other sources. We still don't know what those are. But no, it was certainly an intelligence balloon that was signaling. China was signaling the American people that they can reach out and attack the American people. So it was quite an alarming, obviously, event, and it was a tragedy, of course, and foolishness for the Biden administration to allow it to float over American airspace without downing it until the Atlantic Ocean. So we should expect that they'll try more of those over other countries, not just the U.S., but over the Philippines, of course, and other U.S. allies. And we should support those allies in shooting down those balloons immediately, and not allowing them to violate the airspace of those countries.
The reason they're even attempting to do this, not only in the U.S., but other countries and our countries, you know, the allies to this country, is because they know they suspect they can get away with it because we have weak leadership. And for the next 2 years, God only knows what could happen, because we will continue to have the same weak leadership in place. That's my take
on
all of this. That's it.
Yeah. The Chinese are sending a message in political warfare.
They are.
They're signaling countries around the world that the U.S. can't defend them.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And so that's a very powerful signal that has to be counteracted immediately.
All right, Bradley Thayer, thank you so much. Co-author of the book, Understanding the China Threat. Read it so you understand it. Also, he's the director of China Policy at the Center for Security Policy. Thank you so much for jumping on so quickly. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Keep up the good work.